Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is March 7th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. ChatGPT in Excel. WhatsApp opens to rival chatbots. Pentagon labels Anthropic risk. OpenAI launches Codex Security. This episode is sponsored by Pickard. Power your operations with intelligent automation that gives you back time where it counts. OpenAI has integrated ChatGPT into Microsoft Excel as a beta add-in called ChatGPT for Excel. Driven by GPT 5.4, it can create, edit, and analyze spreadsheets from text prompts for finance tasks like modeling, scenario analysis, and data evaluation. In an internal investment banking benchmark, OpenAI says GPT 5.4 thinking scored highest, outperforming GPT 5.2 variants and Opus 4.6. The add-in connects to FactSet, Moody's, S&P Global, and LSEG. It is available initially in the United States, Canada, and Australia to business, enterprise, pro, and plus users, and a Google Sheets version will follow. Meta will allow rival AI chatbots on WhatsApp in Brazil for a fee, a day after confirming a similar move for Europe. Brazil's antitrust regulator CADE rejected Meta's appeal and kept an earlier order suspending Meta's policy that sought to block third-party chatbots, saying a ban would be disproportionate and could harm competition given WhatsApp's market importance. Meta will let providers use the WhatsApp Business API where legally required, charging $0.0625 per non-template message from March 11th. Some developers say that price may be high and are hesitant to resume services. Zapia, which filed the complaint, welcomed the ruling.
Ad break.
Want a podcast like this one automatically created for your own topic? Pickard's automated podcast workflow turns your content into a complete show in minutes. Save time, stay consistent. Get in touch at pickert.de. P-I-C-K-E-R-T-D-E.
The Pentagon classified Anthropic and its products as a risk to the United States supply chain. Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei said he will challenge that designation in court. He said it applies only to Claude under direct Defense Department contracts, not to other customers. The dispute followed Anthropic's demand that its AI not be used for mass surveillance of United States citizens or for autonomous weapons. Claude is the only AI system running in the Pentagon's classified cloud and is being used in Iran operations. Anthropic offered to supply its models to the military at minimal cost during a transition. OpenAI has launched Codex Security, an AI agent that scans code repositories to find vulnerabilities. Previously known as Aardvark, it's available as a research preview to ChatGPT Enterprise, Business, and EDU customers. It creates a project threat model, scans repositories, and verifies findings in test environments. OpenAI says it cut false positives by over 50% and reduced extraneous alerts in one case by 84%. Over the past 30 days, it scanned over 1.2 million commits and found 792 critical vulnerabilities. OpenAI reported issues in OpenSSH, GNU TLS, GOGS, Thorium, and Chromium. 14 CVEs have been assigned. Anthropic's similar launch pushed cyber stocks lower.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.